Morrissey Towers stands proudly in the heart of the city. 32 narrow floors of steel and aluminum and glass. It is fully air-conditioned. All of its rooms command spectacular views of the city. But as often happens in new buildings, little things go wrong. For example, on cold nights, the wind whistles down the automatic elevator shafts. A lonely, piercing sound. As cold as the marble lobby. As forlorn as a keening woman's cry at a dead man's wake.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
Good evening. I'm Dr. Lawrence. I had a call from Mrs. Smith.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Which Smith would that be, Doctor? We got 5 or 6 of them.
Well, she was quite upset. She didn't give me the apartment number. Perhaps we could check the directory?
Oh, yes, sir. Right over here. Nothing serious, I hope.
Well, that's hard to say until I see the patient.
Tough being a doctor. Called out in the middle of the night, no?
Yes, it has its reward.
Here we are, Smith. Sidney Smith? James E.? Doctor! What are you doing with the scarf? Oh, no!
Which Smith? Any Smith, Mr. Dorman? As long as she is Dorothy Smith.
Theater 5 presents The Elevator.
Oh, thanks for a wonderful evening, Paul. It's one of the nicest times I've ever had.
I enjoyed it, too. May I come up?
No, honey. Cindy went to bed early. She's going home tomorrow. Since we only have one room, it'd be sort of tough.
Okay. I'll just walk you to the door.
Oh, you don't have to.
Well, this is a big building, and you never know who might be in one of the halls.
Oh, silly. That's why we have the 24-hour doorman service. They don't let anybody in. Besides, our door's right across from the elevator.
Okay, baby. I thought I could maneuver you into a dark corner somewhere and mess up your lipstick.
Well, that sounds like fun, sir. How about right here? Oh, the elevator's here.
And I'm the doorman with it.
Yes. Will you call me tomorrow, Paul?
Sure. Good night, baby.
Good night. I enjoyed it. Good night.
So did I.
Good evening, miss.
Good evening. Oh, you're not the regular doorman, are you?
No, he's out sick tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm taking his place. What floor, miss?
Well, I can take myself up. You don't have to bother. This elevator, I just pushed the button.
Oh, it's no bother. I'm going up anyway.
Well, all right. 30, please.
Mm-hmm. That was a very handsome young man, your date.
Why, thank you. He's very nice, too. We had a lot of fun.
Where'd you go?
We saw a musical. It was very funny, and some of the songs were quite good, too.
Do you remember any of the songs?
Oh, not really. I'm not much of a singer.
No?
I have trouble with the Star Spangled Banner at football games.
I love music. I just can't sing.
Well, for goodness sakes, what happened?
I don't know. The elevator stopped.
Are we at a floor?
We seem to be between the 27th and 28th floors. The doors won't open.
Well, this is terrible. What will we do?
Well, I don't think it's anything to worry about. Probably just a momentary power failure. New building and all.
Oh, well, could we call for help?
Wouldn't do much good. Nobody lives on the 27th or 28th yet.
Well, then what should we do?
Just relax, I think. I'll try the buttons again in a couple of minutes.
All right. But isn't there an emergency phone or
yes,
something?
Yes, there is, but it rings in the lobby. It's for the doorman.
And that's you, and if you were down there, you could answer it and do something.
Like what?
Well, like call a repairman or something.
That means you'd be alone here in the elevator.
Well, I wouldn't like that either. I'm sorry. When I get nervous, I often say things I don't mean. I'm actually very glad you're here. It's bad enough to get stuck in this thing, and I certainly wouldn't want to be alone.
Oh, that's all right. I'll try the buttons again. Nothing. Well, we'll just have to wait. Why don't you sit down over there, miss? We might be here for quite a while.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'll stand. I guess I should have let Paul show me to the door. What time is it?
2:15.
And what time does the next doorman come on duty?
6:30.
Well, will he know what to do?
Oh, yes, I'm sure he will. Look, as long as we're going to be here for a while, we might as well introduce ourselves. I'm Lawrence. Stanley Lawrence.
Hello, Mr. Lawrence. My name is Dorothy. Dorothy Smith.
Yes, Miss Smith. I know.
Hello?
Hi, Dorothy. I just wanted to say goodnight again.
Dorothy's not here.
Oh, is this Cynthia?
Uh-huh.
Did I wake you?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cynthia. I didn't mean to. This is Paul. Mm. You see, I just left Dorothy about 10 minutes ago, and I thought that she... Are you sure she's not there?
Positive. I'm looking at her bed. It hasn't been slept in.
That's funny. Actually, I called because I found her gloves. She left them in my car. See, I left her in the lobby, and... Well, where could she... Cindy, are you sure she isn't there? Maybe she's in the bathroom.
Oh, just a second, Paul. I'll look. Dorothy? I'm sorry, but she isn't here.
Oh. Maybe she had another date.
Dorothy, you kidding? She hasn't dated anyone but you, Paul, since you first met a year ago.
Well, then where is she? Where do you suppose she could have gone?
Paul, believe me, I don't know. The last thing I remember was the weather report on the late news. What time is it now?
Just a second. Let me look. It's almost 3.
Almost 3? I don't like this.
I don't either.
Where did you leave her?
Right in the lobby. Right next to the elevators.
Was she okay? I mean, had she been drinking or anything?
Oh, no, for heaven's sake. She had 2 whiskey sours all night. You wouldn't call that... Well, we even had a sandwich and milk before we came home.
Oh, hold on. I'll call the doorman on the intercom.
Okay.
Doorman? Hello? Hello, anybody in the lobby? Hello? I couldn't get an answer. Paul, I'm worried.
So am I. Look, I'm coming over. You get dressed and I'll be right there.
All right. Anything I could do?
Yes, there is something you can do. Call the police right away.
Thank you.
Morrissey Towers, the ultimate in safe, convenient, modern living, within minutes of the business district. 24-hour doorman service, ideally suited for single women, young and old. Morrissey Towers.
I don't remember the songs. I'm sorry. I don't remember any of them.
Sing.
Please.
Sing before I pull this scarf so tight around your pretty throat. You'll never sing.
I don't know the words. Please, please, can I sing something else?
Oh, sure. Sure, let's see. Dorothy. And the Wizard of Oz. Yes. Sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Please don't hit me again. Please, I will sing. Only just don't hit me again, please.
All right. Now you pretend you're up on a stage, and I'm the audience. Sing.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Louder, sing.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
What's the matter, Dorothy? You sound nervous.
I'm sorry. I told you I couldn't sing. I'm sorry.
Maybe your real talent is dancing. Yeah, that's it. Dancing, Dorothy Smith.
Don't, please.
No, you
please,
can't
don't.
Dance with your coat on. Now.
No, I can't.
Dance.
What kind of a dance?
A bolero. I like the bolero. You're a Spanish temptress, a gypsy. Dance. Dance, gypsy, dance. That's it. Dance, faster. Snap your fingers. Faster. Very good. You're a beautiful gypsy girl, Dorothy Smith.
Please, don't come near me again.
A beautiful, fiery gypsy. Desirable. Very desirable.
Oh, dear God, help me, please. Please, God, help me.
Oh, thanks for coming, officer. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, the girl I had a date with tonight disappeared. Her name is Dorothy Smith.
I'm her roommate. We live on the 30th floor.
The last time I saw her was right here. She got under this elevator.
Now, what time was that?
About 2:15.
Anybody else here?
Yes, the doorman. In fact, he was in the elevator.
Well, where is he now?
We don't know. I called down on the intercom before, and nobody answered.
Have you looked for him?
Well, we figured we'd better wait for you.
It was this elevator?
Yes, sir.
Up at 27 now.
It's been there ever since I came down to the lobby on the other one.
Miss, you go get my partner. He's in the squad car out front. Tell him to cover the elevator doors here in the lobby. You stay with him. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, you come with me, mister. I think we'll find your girlfriend on the 27th floor.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Kill me. Go ahead. Kill me.
Oh, I couldn't do that. If I did that, then you'd have nothing to remember. No shame. No guilt. Death before dishonor.
I think it's stalled between the 27th and 28th floors.
It is?
Oh, yeah, you can see the light leaking through the shaft up there. Now, see?
Wait a minute. Let me get it.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's Dorothy! Uh-oh. Well, let's take this elevator here up to the 28th. Now, we'll crawl down from there.
Well, okay, come on, hurry up. Let's go.
I'll boost you up. All right. Open the escape hatch.
Okay, wait a minute.
I've got it.
Come on, let's hurry up and get out of here.
Wait a minute. Now you get out there and you pull me up.
Okay.
Easy now. Take it easy. Now, I'm going to jump down on top of it. Follow me, but be careful.
Yeah, don't worry.
If you miss, it's 28 floors to
the
bottom.
Yes, sir. Come on, hurry up. We're good.
Uh,
I'll shoot.
No, no, don't shoot.
Okay. All right, buddy. Jump down to this elevator.
Okay. Here I come.
Good. I'll go through the hatch first.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you. You! Face the wall. Hands against it. High. Okay. You stay there. Now, mister, come on through the hatch.
I'm coming. Dorothy, are you all right, honey?
No, I'm not all right. I'll never be all right.
Oh, come on. Don't cry, honey. Don't cry. What's the matter with you, mister? What do you think you're doing? Is this how you get your kicks?
Take it easy, kid. Worry about the girl.
Come on, honey. Don't cry. We'll get you a doctor and you'll be fine. Now, come on. Please, don't cry.
What's your name, Mac?
Can't we straighten this thing out?
We'll get it sooner or later.
I have no police record.
You do now. What's your name?
I've never done anything like this before. I must have lost control. You've got to believe me.
Just the name, pal. We'll get the rest down at the station.
You're going to be fine.
I'm awfully sorry, miss. I don't know what made me do it.
Sorry,
easy,
sorry.
Honey. Easy. Come on. Just hold on to me and try to relax. Come on. Officer, can't we get out of here?
I don't know. What about you? Does the thing work?
Yes, it works. Here, let me.
No, you stay where you are. Just tell me how.
Flip the emergency stop lever. Then press your floor.
Like this?
Yes. Now, press your floor.
You are listening to Music Through the Night, the best in popular and semi-classic music. It's 5 a.m., time for the latest news. A faulty elevator in the recently completed Morrissey Towers took the lives of 5 people tonight. The elevator plummeted 28 floors, killing 4 occupants and a doorman at the bottom of the shaft who was apparently trying to repair the damage. The occupants were a policeman, a young couple, and Dr. Stanley Lawrence Morrissey, principal owner of the new high-rise apartment building and a prominent civic leader for many years. Dr. Morrissey was a member of the school board, a lifelong friend of Mayor Donahue, and nationally recognized as an authority on city planning. Dr. Morrissey is survived by his wife and 3 grown sons. The policeman, patrolman Owen Tompkins, was called to the building when a young tenant, Miss Dorothy Smith, was reported missing by her roommate. Apparently, Dr. Morrissey and Miss Smith had been trapped in the elevator near the top of the building. The young friend of Miss Smith was identified as Paul Martin. We'll have further details on this tragic mishap during our regular 7 a.m. news report. Meanwhile, on other news...
Theater 5 has presented The Elevator, written by Jim McGinn, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Leslie Woods, James Monks, George Petrie, Jim Campbell, Corrine Orr, and Dirk Fredericks. Audio engineers Marty Folia and Neil Pultz. Sound technicians Ed Blaney and Robert Ring. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.